Now we're going to look at the readings for this Mercy Sunday, Cycle C. A very interesting choice, particularly because it's all about healing and forgiveness, the mercy. So the first reading is from Acts chapter 5, verses 12 to 16. And it goes, "See, many signs and wonders were done among the people at the hands of the apostles. They were all together in Solomon's portico, so they were still meeting at the temple. And all these people who are now saying, Jesus is alive. We've seen him. We talked to him. We know who he is. And he's the Messiah." And people are starting to get interested, you see. "None of the others dared to join them, but the people esteemed them. And yet, more than ever, believers in the Lord, great numbers of men and women were added to them." The work of the Holy Spirit, you see, the fruit of the resurrection, you see. And the fruit is healing, manifestation. You see, every healing we get in life, especially when the Lord heals us directly, is a tiny prophecy of the resurrection of our bodies forever. Now, they will ultimately die and go into the ground, but then one day we will have a body that lasts forever and is beautiful and radiant, as Paul says in the letter to the Philippians. It'll be conformed to the body of his glory. And so all these healings are promises. Just the other day, someone was quite sick and needed to be well to continue her own apostolate. And so I prayed with her, and I anointed her with blessed oil, not the sacrament, because I wasn't sure that it was the right time to do that. And sure enough, by the time she needed to exercise this apostolate, she was healed. God wants to do that more and more. And we priests should beg for the gift of healing. There's nothing that shows forth this mercy of God than to heal our bodies. And so we should pray for this gift, and let the people see that those in whom Christ dwells in this special way, by way of the priestly character, that he heals through us, both mentally and psychologically and physically. And so that's why the church takes this part of the activity of the apostles on this cycle C and speaks. You see, many signs and wonders were done, okay? And they were all gathered together and in this big portico. If you ever go to Jerusalem, you could see it reconstructed there as they keep doing archaeological, or you can see the model and see how big it was, huh? Now, none of the others dared to join them, and yet, unless they stepped over the line and became Christians, you see, more than ever believers in the Lord, great numbers of men and women were added to them. Thus, they even carried the sick out into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, so that when Peter came by, at least his shadow might fall on one or the other of them, and they were healed. Peter, fisherman, the guy who denied the Lord, the guy who made dumb remarks, "This is the death and resurrection, far be it from you, O Lord." Now he's changed, and the Lord is using him to show his mercy, show his love, his kindness, his healing, his concern, give people confidence, you see. A large number of people from the towns in the vicinity of Jerusalem also gathered, bringing the sick and those disturbed by unclean spirits, and they were all cured. the power of the resurrection as it resides in believers, and in a very special way, it resides in priests. Not only to heal, but to deliver and to exorcise. When it's a question of exorcism, everybody knows, unless you're the exorcist of the diocese, you've got to get permission. But don't you see how all of this is a ministry of mercy? It's taking away the weight and the darkness of sin. Some of it is ours. Some of it is just the environment. As we live more and more, and this apostasy of the Western mind catches on more and more, you see, we don't need God. There is no God. We know how to run this world. Such fools. They can't even heal AIDS. They can't do anything. Except abort babies, they can do that. Which is murder. So God comes in the midst. There are more and more. I know many groups, many little teams, two or three priests, who, released by their bishop, go and give conferences and preach and pray and work healing. And many, many others who are not priests. Because healing is a manifestation of the mercy of God. And that's why on this Mercy Sunday, in year C, the whole theme is healing, the mercy of God. Now, when one of your children is sick, pray over them. I remember a Protestant minister, and he told this story on himself. One of the great preachers, Pentecostal preachers, somebody in his church got sick, the old man. And he said, "Now I want you to anoint me and heal me, Pastor." And he said, "I never did that." And I tried to get out of it, he said. But he said, "Now look, it's right here in the Bible, right here in the letter of James, you're supposed to do this." So he said, "What could I do?" I went out and bought a bottle of olive oil. And I blessed it. And then I just poured the whole thing over him and said, "Now I hope he goes away." He was totally healed. And that helped that preacher realize that part of preaching is healing. And he's a very, very good preacher and works well with Catholics and we with him. But that was a turning point. He went out to buy this olive oil. "I'm going to fix this guy once and for all. Be healed." Boom. And he was. The Lord plays jokes at times, right? Any biggest healing in that was in this guy. You know? He recovered a faith he never had. We can all do this. Parents, pray over your children when they're sick. You have the right to care for them. This is all the manifestation of the totally healed and glorious humanity of the Word of God incarnate Himself. All healing comes through the resurrected body of Christ. And that's why we have this text today. Now the psalm, we have a few minutes for this psalm, because it's in this psalm, Psalm 118, that you have this phrase in the beginning. It goes in Hebrew, "Hodu l'Adonai ki tov, ki l'olam chasdo." Says, let's see, what is, how do we, well, I must have forgotten to write it down. "Hodu" means praise, acknowledge. The root is yada, which means to return gratitude and praise for something God has done. So praise God, rethank God, however you want to put that, you see. Kitov. Now, the Kitov, as you know, God saw Kitov, that it was good. Here, is he saying, praise God because good? What's good, the praise or God or both? The text is not clear on purpose. Ki la'olam chasdo. There is his chesed, is, that's his mercy, his fidelity to the covenant, his zeal to show fidelity. It is lachasdo el olam, rather. It goes into the hidden times. It is forever. His mercy is forever. He does not run out of mercy. And so then you start calling on different groups. All of Israel, and then the next verse, the house of Aaron. Why? Ki la'olam chasdo. Because his hesed is to the eternal time. He's never going to be exhausted. His hesed, his mercy, his love, his care. And then it skips. All this whole psalm does this. But then, down in verse 13, I was hard-pressed and falling, but the Lord came to my help. The Lord, my strength and might, has become my Savior. A joyful shout of deliverance is heard in the tents of the righteous. And now it moves on in these verses of Psalm 118. We're down in those verses in the 14s and 15s. It's telling everybody, these are the works of God's hesed, his mercy, his promptitude, his care. He wants us to know it, you see. The Lord's right hand works valiantly. And then, in this same psalm, comes these words, the stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, it is wonderful in our eyes. Who is that stone rejected by the builders? That's Jesus. And that's, it always had messianic, a large part of the interpretation has messianic overtones in the Jews. The Bonim, the builders, that's the Bonim, that's the sons. All the other sons of Jesse were brought forth, but it was only in the little one, the least of them all, the youngest one. And then finally, to celebrate this day of resurrection has been made by the Lord. So let us rejoice and be glad in it, because God has given us this day when we celebrate how our Lord Jesus Christ, suffering and dying on the cross, buried for 3 days, rises and breaks the back on death and sin and devil and fear and hunger. It's over if we want it to be over. And that's what you see. Let us rejoice and be glad in this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Okay? Zecha yom ha'sha Adonai. Nagila v'nishmacha bo. Let us rejoice in this day. Which day is that? It's the day that the Father raised the Son from dead, broke the back on all the effects of sin, mostly more sin, no more sin. If we really go to the Lord, He can make us very faithful to Him. We're never sinless, but we can do a heck of a lot better than we're doing, which is for our own peace of heart. And He can even heal our bodies and the bodies of our friends, our neighbors, our children. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice in it.